The Senate Commerce Committee has approved a bipartisan measure that would reinstate limits on media ownership. The Federal Communications Commission voted earlier this month to loosen those rules. Yesterday's voice vote means the bill, sponsored by Alaska Republican Ted Stevens and South Carolina Democrat Fritz Hollings, moves to the full Senate for debate. NPR's Rick Carr joins me now. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Bob.
How does the committee vote compare to the vote by the FCC?
The FCC voted along straight party lines with its three Republicans, led by Chairman Michael Powell, favoring deregulation and the two Democrats vociferously opposing it. All but one of the Democrats on the committee voted in favor of the Stevens-Hollings bill, and half of the Republicans on the Senate Commerce Committee. I mean, you've got Trent Lott, Kay Bailey Hutchison, and Olympia Snowe, among others, supporting this rollback of FCC deregulation.
What would the Stevens-Hollings bill do?
First of all, the FCC used to limit a single company to owning television stations that can reach 35% of the American viewing public. Now, there's actually a loophole in the law that allows companies to own twice as many stations if they're all UHF TV stations, if you remember that old distinction back when we had TVs with two different dials on them. The FCC had voted to up that to 45% without the loophole, kept the loophole in place, so it actually means 90% of the American public could be reached by one company. This bill would roll that back to the old number of 35%. Secondly, there's something known as cross-ownership. What that means is where you have somebody who, say, owns a newspaper who also wants to get into the television business. It had been the practice of the FCC to keep newspaper publishers from buying TV stations in towns where they own papers. The FCC voted to eliminate that rule. This bill now, with an amendment that had been proposed by North Dakota's Byron Dorgan, would reinstate the old ban. In other words, newspaper publishers could no longer buy television stations. Finally, it tries to get a little bit of openness into the process. One of the things that Michael Powell and the FCC took a lot of flack for in the process of the most recent changes to the rules was they only held one public hearing on this matter, and that was in Richmond, Virginia. This bill, if it passes, would require the FCC, if it's dealing with ownership, to hold five public hearings and hold them all over the country.
What are the bill's chances of passing?
It's hard to say in the Senate. This is a popular issue. One of the things I think that brought the Republicans on board to support the Stevens bill is the fact that they're getting hundreds of thousands of emails and postcards and whatnot. And this is something that they're hearing about from constituents from across the political spectrum. The National Rifle Association, more than 500,000 postcards and emails have come from NRA members saying, hey, undo this. So it's a little hard to say. The media firms are going to want to keep what the FCC has done in place. They're going to be offering campaign contributions and an awful lot of lobbying clout. Meanwhile, though, there are the votes on the other side. In the House, there's probably almost no chance that a bill like this is going to pass. That's mostly because Louisiana's Billy Tozen is the chairman of the opposite number committee, the committee that would have jurisdiction for this. He said he does not want to touch the FCC's rule changes. He and the other GOP in the House show pretty much no sign of wanting to roll back what Michael Powell and the FCC have done. So some chance that it could pass the Senate, looks like not a whole lot that it could pass the House.
NPR's Rick Carr.